Good morning, Midland First. It is a joy to be with you this morning. I am Reverend Bethany Maciejewski. I am the associate pastor here, and it is my joy to welcome you into worship today and to worship our God with you this morning. I have a few announcements for you this morning. Next Sunday after our worship service at 11:15 in the chapel, we will have a town hall meeting, and we will gather for that. There will be childcare, so if anyone needs that, please feel free to speak with Hillary, our Children's and Youth Ministry Director. Likewise, confirmation will begin for those who are 8th grade and above and have not been confirmed. That will begin on January 22nd, which is a Wednesday, at 5:30 in the evening. If you would like more information about that, please do not hesitate to reach out by email or to call the office. And then the last announcement I have for you this morning is that our blended service is beginning, and so you will see elements of traditional worship as well as contemporary worship with use of the organ, and the band will be leading our worship as well. And now, let us have a time to greet one another, and Miss Isabel Morgan Stern will ring the bell for us to call us back together this morning. All right, are you ready? Go ahead. Good job.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Please stand as you are able to join me in the call to worship, which you will find in your bulletin or on the screen. Through God's grace, we have the boundless riches of Christ. Let us celebrate the gift of knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord by giving him our thanks and praise.
And Pastor Bethany mentioned childcare during the town hall. If you want to let us know your children will be joining us after church next Sunday, that's fine. But we play a little loose, so if it's a spontaneous decision, we will have more than enough room for everybody who wants to join us. So good morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Everybody have a good Christmas. Good, I'm sure you did. Well, today we continue our tradition in Sunday school of celebrating everybody's 2025 birthday today. So we're going to have a birthday party. Yeah, we did it last year too. We're going to do it again this year. And so for our blessing, I'm going to pray a birthday prayer. And, you know, all these grown-up people, they are not invited to the party. But this prayer is for them too. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. God bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them should they become discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they should stumble and fall. And may your peace, which passes all understanding, live always in their hearts. Make them strong and faithful disciples who witness to your power, your truth, and your everlasting love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Happy birthday, everybody. Let's go to Sunday school.
In the bleak
And now we come to a time of offering. Will the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
God, you are the source of all of our gifts. We thank you so much for these in the offering plates and others that you have given to us to serve you. All that we have to give is all that we have already been given. Lord, I pray that you would use these gifts to further your kingdom and to glorify yourself. We pray all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to man, to humankind, as it has now been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant, according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring the Gentiles news of the boundless riches of Christ and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access in boldness and confidence through faith in him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, we celebrate Epiphany, the beautiful mystery of the revealing of God in the flesh, the light of the world that shines in the darkness. Traditionally, pastors may preach from Matthew chapter 2, the coming of the Magi to Jesus after following the star that had risen in the east. Although that is a beautiful passage, with the recognition that we've touched on the Magi in preaching already in the season of Advent, I discerned that the Lord had Ephesians chapter 3 in mind for this morning. I have come to love the book of Ephesians because I find it straightforward, in addition to the beautiful things that Paul writes to the believers in the church at Ephesus. And I highly recommend reading the whole thing. It's very beautiful. In today's passage, Paul explains the mystery of the gospel by making it known that he has the understanding from the Lord that he is called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. The mystery is that God has come down, and in doing so, has reconciled the Jews and the Gentiles to himself. Neither is more privileged because of him. They are one. We are one. Usually when I preach from the New Revised Standard Version translation of the Bible, which I love because it's a combination of both word for word and thought for thought in terms of translation. And though I appreciate the New Living Translation for its readability, it's more of a thought for thought translation. And so that's what I read from this morning, because it seemed helpful in clarifying just what Paul was trying to say, at least what we understand in the English vernacular. And when I began to prepare for today's sermon, I recognized that context is especially important. And I found myself turning back to chapter 2 in order to understand why Paul says, and he explains in the first couple of verses of chapter 3, "When I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the benefit of you Gentiles, assuming, by the way, that you know that God gave me the special responsibility of extending his grace to you Gentiles." When Paul uses the phrase, "all of this," he's referring to what he has written just before, that Jesus brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. That's chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. You see, that's the message of the gospel, that God has come in the flesh, reconciled us to himself and to each other. As Paul said, all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. That's worth meditating on. And it's worth contemplating. What a beautiful gift. And that's why Paul gets so excited to tell us and to tell the Ephesians, to remind them of the gift that they have been given and the responsibility that comes with it. Paul's words are a sermon in and of themselves. He has gone from persecuting followers of Jesus to proclaiming the eternal hope that we find in the risen Savior. He writes to the Ephesians that he is the least of the apostles, and yet God has given to him the gift of proclaiming the good news and participating in the divine nature. The reconciliation of God and those whom God loves, humanity created in his own image. We today have this same gift, this same privilege to proclaim the good news of Christ. Hear these words again from Paul in verses 6, 10, 11, and 12. "And this is God's plan. Both Jews and Gentiles who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus." God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into Christ's presence, into God's presence. God the Father is whom he's referring to there. To bring greater explanation and clarity to the celebration of Epiphany through this passage, the Magi were the first Gentiles to honor Jesus by bringing gifts that they traversed afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Why? Because they were searching for the one born king of the Judeans. They had seen his star at its rising and had followed it in order to honor him. We read about this in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. However, Eric Eckel, author of the book The Magi, Who They Were, How They've Been Remembered, and why they still fascinate. He writes about an important difference between King Herod's reign and the Davidic king prophesied to be born of a virgin. Echo points out that King Herod wasn't actually from Judea. He was from Edom, a place south of Judea. He says the Magi were looking for a king, and the question they pose, where is the one born king of the Judeans, is politically subversive. Herod's title was his by vote of the Roman Senate, not by Davidic lineage. The Magi's question reflects his kingship's contingency. The Magi traveled far to pay homage to the Judean king, not because they knew who he was as God in the flesh, or because they expected a baby, but because they had heard that the king of the Jews or the Judeans had come. We know who Jesus is. We know why he came. He is from King David's line, but he is even greater than King David. He was king of the Jews, or rather, he is king of the Jews. But he came for us too. He came for us too. We have been invited in to come and see, to go and tell. The rescuer, the redeemer, the savior is ours, and we are his. We share in the riches of God and are part of his body. That's worth meditating on. It's worth contemplating. And it's a mystery. But still, I watched The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe recently, based off the book by C.S. Lewis. Aslan, the lion, is the creator of Narnia. He's the highest ruler, but the Pevensey children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, they're humans and are appointed the kings and queens of Narnia, just below Aslan, after the curse of winter is broken and the people are set free. Edmund finds himself captured by the White Witch. He gives Mr. Tunmus over to the White Witch after Lucy tells Edmund that she has met him in Narnia. And Edmund becomes an accomplice with evil. But Aslan gives his life to free Edmund and to save him from the death which Edmund's actions brought about, as the witch's right. C.S. Lewis revealed that he wrote Aslan as a portrait, though not an allegorical portrait, of Christ. Similar to how the Pevensey children were crowned kings and queens over each territory of Narnia by Aslan after the curse was broken, we today share in the riches of God. We are his sons and his daughters with all of the privileges and the responsibility that go along with that. As we come to receive communion this morning and we approach the table, come with confidence, knowing that God loves you. He is the King who has given his life for yours, and you are precious to him. He wants you to have all that his resurrection brought forth. He wants everyone to have the same. But before you go and tell others, come and see again for yourself. Be reminded of his sacrifice on your behalf. And hear again the song of love that he sings over you. Freedom from sin and fullness of joy because he loves you. The King of the universe loves you enough to die. And now he invites you to come and dine at his table. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we come this morning, let us pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the way that you've revealed yourself to us. Thank you for coming to live among us in human flesh. And dwell in our hearts through faith. Help us to worship you like Paul did, with his thanks and praise, and for what you did in his life by declaring the good news of Jesus Christ to those around him. Thank you for the ways that you invite us to partner with you in your work in the world, and that you share, and that we share in your riches, because we are your children, and that we can approach you with confidence in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray too for all those who grieve today, especially those in New Orleans. And we pray for the persecuted church today, for those who cannot worship you freely. We know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, even if it doesn't look the way that we think it should look. Please comfort and strengthen those who need it today in ways that only you can. Uplift those who need to be encouraged. We know that in your presence is fullness of joy, and we are never outside of your presence. Help us to meditate on your acts, on your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, a beautiful mystery, and why we celebrate Epiphany. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you will turn to page 12 and 13 in your hymnal, the words will also be up on the screen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us have a moment to pray and confess our sins to God. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty Father, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. Thank you. Gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we may be the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If those who are serving would come forward, please.
To me and never.
Very quickly, that I had forgotten. If you are in need of gluten-free bread, there is gluten-free bread in the middle bowl around is gluten bread. So please be mindful of that. The table is set. You are welcome to come. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you, Jerry.
It's
called. The body of Christ broken for you.
Come to me and know. Star to a place unexpected. Wouldn't you believe after all we've rejected a child in a manger? Lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many lords have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many cross he'll suffer
Let us pray together. Lord, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you've given yourself to us, and that you became flesh and dwelt among us in the person of Jesus Christ. And you give us yourself as we come to the table to remember and to celebrate your mighty acts in Jesus Christ. We love you. We thank you so much for who you are. We pray all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand for the closing hymn. Beloved of God, lean into the mystery of Christ in the flesh, God in the flesh. Know that he loves you so deeply, and he has given you all the riches of himself. Go to him with confidence and tell the world of this love. Go in peace and serve the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.